welcome to the very first episode of Love Women, the show where we interview passionate, accomplished women of color about their work and their souls. I am your host, Monica Vigil. Many women in today's society grapple with body image issues, and how could they not? A bombardment of weight loss ads appear in our media every day, seeping into the subconscious of young men and women everywhere. These advertisements claim you, the imperfect viewer, can lose weight with this special pill or this magic product. Just grab the latest issue of any magazine whose targeted demographic is women, and you'll find pages telling you how to lose weight. A lot of these marketing schemes rely on women feeling imperfect and unhappy with the way they look and feel in order to sell their product. And many would agree that exposure to this many ads is affecting the way young people are viewing themselves. However, what if you do need to lose weight? Not because you've bought into these ads, but because bending over to tie your shoes is a real struggle, or because you've been diagnosed with diabetes, or you just want to feel better and not so out of breath. Can you undergo a weight loss journey where you love your body throughout the entire process, not just at the end when you're 30 pounds lighter? Our guests today, Gabby and Christian Mendoza, are working to change the way we take care and transform our bodies, incorporating self-love and self-care from beginning to end. They run their own fitness company, CG Fitness, where they help clients lose weight and get fit without convincing them they need to hate their bodies first. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming.
Hey, no problem.
So let's just start with Gabby. So you run an Instagram account where you share your own weight loss journey. So what was that like? Can you tell me about when you decided you wanted to lose weight?
Right. So when I first started, I was actually walking up a flight of stairs, and I had a book bag in my hand that had a bunch of books in it, and I got halfway up, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm really out of breath. This is bad. And that was kind of like my moment where I was like, this is not going to get any better. I need to do something about it. So I started going to the gym, and the first month I lost 18 pounds. And then I wanted to get more into fitness. I wanted to know how to weightlift and do all that. Because at the time, the first month, I just knew how to do like cardio and then the machines that were in the gym. So then I actually got a trainer. And as I started making more progress, I was like, hey, you know, like, I want to document this because I want to be able to look back and see my progress. And at first, it was just something for myself to hold myself accountable. And then as I posted it on social media, people started to relate to it and, like, really kind of take interest in it. And I was like, wow, like, I want to continue to share my journey and help other people know that it's possible.
So what was it like when you first started? I'm guessing it wasn't easy.
No, it was a lot of learning because I had no idea what I was doing. And when I got, like I said, when I got to the gym the first month, all I did was cardio. And that was, it didn't help me in the end. It made me lose a lot of muscle mass that I had already. So I had to, like, start all over with gaining muscle. So I was completely lost in the gym. I didn't know, like, that you were supposed to work a certain muscle group per day. So I would just hit, like, a little bit of arms, a little bit of legs, a little bit of back. Like, I'd hit everything. And then once I realized, I was like, okay, I want to, like, do something else. That's when I got a trainer.
And then you point at Christian. Yeah. Christian, your trainer?
I was a trainer.
Christian was my trainer.
And then, were there points where you felt like, okay, I can't do this. Like, I'm going to give up. Or were you really determined from the beginning?
I think once I started training with Christian, there were workouts that he would put me through where I'd be like, I'm going to die by the end of this workout. Like, I don't, like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I felt like it was hard. But at the end of the workout, that's when you feel, like, the reward. And you're like, okay, I can do this. I just have to push through the workout. And then the end of feeling is what I always aimed for. So, yeah, I mean, there's always days where you feel unmotivated or you don't feel like you can make it through your workout.
And then, Christian, how long have you been a trainer or in the fitness?
Yeah. I mean, I started working out when I was 14 and then got my training cert when I was 18. That's the earliest you can get. I'm 21 now, so I've been doing it for about 3 years. And, yeah, she was determined. When she came up to me, she, like, I can see people spark and, you know, in that they want it. So she was determined from the very beginning.
And would you say a lot of your clients, before you guys went into business together, would a lot of your clients be women?
Or yes.
Women?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I had a couple guys, but pretty much we're
pretty
all
much
women.
All of them are women.
So, I mean, I had a lot of experience with, like, women as far as, like, they had to lose weight, you know?
Yeah, and then both of you right now, you have your own company, CG Fitness. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so as I went on with training with Christian, I trained for, like, it was, like, 6 months, I would
six
say.
6 months, yeah.
About 6 months, and then I came out to him one night, and I was like, you know, because we were training at 24 Hour Fitness. That's where he worked. And I was like, you know, 24 is great and all, but at the time I could only afford to do 25 minutes of training, which is not a lot of time to get what you need to get done. So I was like, I would really like if you would consider taking me on as a private client, meaning like a different gym. I would just give him the full money. Nothing would go to like 24 and we would have more time to train. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Like I'll do that. And so we started training at another gym. And then one night I was like, you know, because at the time I was still posting on Instagram and I would get a lot of messages and questions and comments about how do you do it? Like, what were the steps? And I can reply to everyone, and I usually do. I take time to, you know, reply to everyone and give them an answer, but I can't give them as in-depth of an answer as I'd like to. So that's when I was like, what can I do to help people more and to, like, learn how to do this and not do, like, the ads that you were saying, like the skinny tees and, like, the waist trainers and all that stuff.
I'd say those two, skinny tees and waist trainers in particular, are things I see a lot on, like, Instagram, yes, and social media, and which is where you guys
really are. And people ask me all the time, like, oh, do you use a waist trainer or do you take the skinny tees? And I'm like, no. But so I asked him one night, I was like, what would you think about, you know, creating some type of program or, like, ebook, something to help educate people on the right way to do fitness, basically, or to learn how to work out and eat properly? Because there's so many fads that, you know, people fall into. And he was kind of skeptical about it at first. He was like, I don't know about that.
What was your hesitance, Christian?
Well, I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but I've always been the guy that kind of like, okay, let's think about it first. But like to add on, which probably she was going to say, it was like I just said, one day, she came up to me one night and I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, what do we have to lose? So that's kind of how it started.
Yeah. So then we went, it was about a month process of making our first program because we wanted it to be perfect, and like our meal plans in it are individualized to like brackets of what their weight and stats are, so we had to take time to figure that out and make all the charts and the meal plans, and that's how our first program started.
Yeah, a lot of long hours trying to figure out, you know, how everything worked.
So, yeah.
And would you say that your clients again are predominantly women?
Yeah. Yes, all of them are,
definitely.
And then, so, but you have some men, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is the biggest difference that you see in, like, the way, you know, like, the way women come in, your women clients come in, like, maybe feeling about their body that men come in? Is there a difference there, do you think?
I think women are more vulnerable.
They definitely come in for different goals and reasons. For, like, men, you know, it's all about, like, the chicks. Like, I gotta go get the chick.
Like, I want the muscles. Bench press. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the time, I think that kind of beats them down, because I know, like, for girls, it's like, okay, I need to lose the weight to be healthy. Mm-hmm. For guys, it's like they see they can't bench the bar, and it's just negative self-talk. So I think in that sense, it's a little different. Just how society places, you know, emphasis on certain characteristics of guys and girls and how they got to fit into that. That's where I see the insecurities come out as far as, like, the clients come in and the reasons why they want to get in shape, or mm-hmm, whatever their goal is, you know?
Yeah, and with women, I think society plays a role in making them feel insecure about their body from the get-go. And that's why I think that stems, you know, part of the reason why they want to get in better shape. So some girls come in with, like, the wrong idea of why they should lose weight, and some come in with, like, this is why, but this is my end goal. And so we help them try to reach, like, that end goal.
So what do you think makes CG Fitness different than these other, like, you know, these, like, pills or these sort of products? Like, you guys do it in a way that's not, you know, just seeing on your Instagram, mm-hmm, you don't come in with, like, here's my tea. Or, yeah, here's my, you know what I mean? Like, what is your philosophy on fitness, and how do you apply that to your clients?
I think the difference between us is a lot of people, we definitely train in at least I train all my clients in the style that my trainer taught me how to do, you know, like just the old school bodybuilding style, which I think a lot of girls, they don't think that's the right way. But if you really want to gain muscle, and like you need to train hard, you need to train intense, and you need to train like you are going to put on muscle, because a lot of people think like, oh, I'm going to get big, you know, I want to have broad shoulders. Yeah. It's not that, you know, it's really hard to get big like that.
Yeah.
So
it's impossible, because women have less
I mean, I wouldn't say it's impossible.
I mean, it's hard. Yeah. It's very hard.
Do you think there's, like, a fear amongst your female clients? It's like, oh, I don't want to look too muscly.
And they express that to us.
Like, what do you think that comes from? Like, what do you think that is?
Just not knowing, like, bodybuilding, fitness, that whole thing.
And that society pressuring them not to look like that.
Mm-hmm. Saying that, like, muscle is not attractive or not feminine. Women. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is also why, I mean, I do men's physique. So it's kind of like a class of bodybuilding where we wear board shorts. And it's almost like bodybuilding is kind of like is it a strong word, but like a cult. Like, people look at it as like, oh, that's like their thing, you know? It's not like basketball where you can go to the game. Like, if you go to a show, you're going to be looking at a bunch of guys tanning, a bunch of girls posing on stage. So it's a little different. But I think that's one of the reasons why it's getting more out there with, like, Instagram, social media, and stuff like that. But definitely it's looking like a cult as far as, like, that goes because of the society saying, okay, you got to look a certain way, you know.
And then you actually participate, and you recently won first place in your class for a bodybuilding competition, Christian.
Right.
So my question is, you know, is bodybuilding, like, a judgment of how your body looks? And if so, how do you balance that idea with staying, like, empowered and mentally healthy and not, you know, you're standing up there literally on display for people to look at you? Mm-hmm. How do you...
I ask him this all the time.
How do you balance that? Yeah. Like, knowing, like, oh, I'm more than my body.
Yeah. Because you're literally getting judged on your body. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. A lot of the people I know, and I'm generalizing, I meet a lot of people there that has a lot of, like, you can tell they're kind of, like, have a lot of problems. So they do that in a sense where I believe, like, they come up there, and maybe it is me too, but I see, like, two different people, right? They come up there to compete and to win because obviously there's a prize, and then as you go on, there's IFBB pros and, you know, all these different divisions, and you can win money for it. So when you get to that level, I think, like, it's what you can do with your body as far as, like, because I don't think about the crowd. I don't think about how I look. Like, I know how I look. I see myself every day. You know, I weigh myself. And literally, when you're on prep, which means, like, you're getting ready for a show, it's your body 110%, 24/7, you know? So, like, you got to know how your body, like, it's all about your body image. And that can get to you. But to rewind and say there's other people that do it because I feel like they're insecure with their bodies. And I think my first show was kind of like that. But once you get up there, it's about, like, at least for me, it's winning. Other people do it for other reasons. So I think, like, I can see where people come from and it's like, okay, why are they doing that? And I see one reason is why, like, they need to fit that image of, like, oh, look at me, I'm the beach bod, everything. And then the other is, like, I'm here to compete and I'm here to do my best. So it's a competition.
Yeah, to compete against yourself.
Because it's a lone sport, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all up to you. But yeah, did that answer your question?
Yeah. And then, like, speaking of image, Gabby, you have more than 27,000 followers on Instagram, which is, like, the platform where you share photos of your weight loss journey and your fitness lifestyle. Do you feel a sort of responsibility to display these photos in a way where you're, like, inspiring women? And, like, are you conscious, like, before you publish a photo, like, okay, is this going to make women feel bad? Is this going to inspire them? Or is there a process sort of that goes through your head?
Yeah, there is, with everything that I put on there. And I talk about this with Christian all the time because obviously he's, like, my business partner and other roles in my life. So I always question what I do. I'm like, is this enough? Am I doing enough for them? Like, I never want to let them down or make them feel bad. But I also try to keep it 100% real with them as much as possible while still keeping, you know, like, a little bit of privacy for myself. But I do let them know, you know, I have weak moments. I have moments where I don't want to go to the gym or I don't want to, you know, eat chicken and vegetables today. And I try to let them know that it's okay to have those moments as long as you get back up and you get back on track with your fitness journey. So yeah, I am conscious of what I post, and I do feel like I have a responsibility to kind of let them know, like, this is, it's okay.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. That's what I feel like her page is about.
And which was my next question, like, why do you feel your page is so popular, like, compared to, I'm sure there are other fitness like journey pages.
Oh yeah, there is. I think one thing that makes it stand out is that it was relatively quick. Like, I stayed very dedicated, and I learned to enjoy the process throughout, like, from the very beginning to now, which isn't the end, obviously, but till now. And being able to share that and let them know, like I said, that there's going to be ups and downs as long as you keep pushing through. And I think that people are scared to show those downs because on social media, they always want to put like their best life on there. And I don't think that that's, you know, reality. Reality is you're going to have your ups and downs. And I think it's important to share that with people so that they know that you're a relatable person and that you're human too.
What sort of responses and reactions do you get to your posts? Is like these posts about like, I'm having a good day and I'm having a bad day.
My followers are so sweet. Whenever I'm like sick or I'm not feeling good, you know, I always get a flood of DMs and they're like, it's okay. Like they give me like home remedies to do if I'm sick or if I tell them, you know, I'm feeling unmotivated. They're like, it's okay. Like, you're so inspirational. You inspire us. Thank you so much for letting us know that. And then, you know, obviously when I have my good days, they congratulate me and they tell me thank you so much. And I made a post recently that, like, when they do those things, it inspires me to keep going. So.
Yeah, 'cause I remember recently you had a story, and I think you were sick, like tonsillitis or something.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And you were, like, really, like, raw and emotional. And, like, yes. you know, physically
I was crying.
You know?
Yeah.
And so to see that, like you said, usually people on Instagram put, like, at the beach or, like, at a wedding, and you don't see those.
On vacation,
you don't see those things. So, is it ever scary to put that up there? Are people ever, like, mean, and you're like, okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's people that are judgmental when they see those things, or even, you know, other stories that I post, if I'm saying, like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym, I'm sure there's people that are judging, but I feel like it's a responsibility to share those moments occasionally, to let them know that it's, you know, I'm human too, I'm a person, I go through all those things.
And then what are your opinions, both of you, on the current way that companies market this, like, weight loss products?
That's terrible.
Yeah. I disagree. Like, I'm completely against supplements. I used to take whey, but after that, I wasn't, like, protein. Like, I'm off supplements completely. And now I'm just all food-based. So, like, I think it is a business. You need to sell. You know, at the end of the day, like, I was thinking about starting my a supplement line, right? Because I know how to do it. But and there is a way to do it, but with the compounds that you use, with buying it in money, like, you have to either dilute it or get a cheaper product. How it's made affects it. I mean, all this stuff affects it, and you try to get it at the cost as low as possible. So with supplement companies, I mean, I don't mean to bag anybody, but that's kind of what they do. And so, like, they kind of sell you a lie, and, like, they want the Instagram people who show, oh, I'm at the beach, I'm skinny, blah, 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 and they say they're taking this stuff. But in reality, I mean, they probably are, but
and
they didn't show the years.
It will help to a certain extent, but if you're not putting in the work, then it's not going to...
I always say, you always got to have your ducks in a row before you even think about taking supplements.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, it's a marketing tactic. I mean, they have to show that it's great and you live a great life if you take it. Yeah. But in reality, it's not. You
know? Not only that, but a lot of supplement companies, and this has happened to me, they'll take people's progress pictures and say, like, oh, my supplement did this. And so, like, that happened to me at the very beginning, around 6 months. And I was like, no, like, it, because then I had people questioning me and my work and dedication that I put in. And
completely false ads.
Yeah.
And like, invalidates.
Yeah. And it was a huge thing because Black China was the one who was posting it. And it was for, like, those weight loss pills. And I was like, these are millions of followers that are seeing this. And then they're going to come to my page and be like, who's lying? And then it makes people question me.
So what do you do? Like, or what did you do when that happens? Like, is there anything you can do?
I contacted lawyers and they were like, well, you didn't watermark your picture, so that's on you. And that's true. It's everything that you put on social media is anyone's property. And that's that. You can't do anything about it. So what I did was I just made a post on my page and I was like, this is what happened. This is my side of the story. And whether you choose to believe that or not is completely up to you. But I know that what I did was without whatever pills she's promoting.
Which I think is like a perfect example of like them, you know, using people's
Hard yeah, and work, people were buying it too, and like DMing me and be like, "Oh, I just purchased this. I hope like I have the same results as you." And I was like, "I'm sorry, I didn't use those."
And all it was a thermo. It was just like caffeine.
Yeah.
Are you guys ever contacted by outside companies like, "Hey, do you want to sponsor our product or our supplements?"
We actually just got in contact with a resistance band company. Mm-hmm. And we're coming out with a new program, and so they wanted us to incorporate their product in our program. And it's actually something that I had purchased on my own previous, so I know it's, like, a product that works and that I enjoy, so.
Yeah, but now supplement company.
Right, that's, like,
yeah.
A physical product.
Right, and that's, right. Going back to your question about what makes CG Fitness, like, our meal plan or our programs different, is that we try to do it, like, try to steer them away from the supplements. I mean, like, you can do this through food, proper nutrition, and exercise. And as long as you stay consistent and dedicated, you'll see results.
Which is all you need to anybody who's listening, yeah. Who thinks you need, like, these crazy, like, weight loss pills or diet.
It's so much easier than people.
Yeah, it's just consistency. And if you incorporate proper food and working out, you know, consistently, mm-hmm. You're going to lose weight. Like, there's no client I haven't seen that hasn't lost weight just off of pure just like eating properly and going to the gym 3 times a week, you know,
and staying consistent.
So as our show starts winding down, I want to ask, what sort of difference do you guys want to make? What sort of like legacy do you guys want to leave behind in terms of like this fitness culture?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I'll answer first.
Okay.
I want to leave a legacy of just too many times now I see Instagram like these cute workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in that at all. I want to be known
as... What
are
the cute workouts?
Cute workouts as in, like, on the beach. Mm. I mean, due to whatever ability you have, but I believe in just raw training, just getting in there. Even if you're a girl or a guy, to be able to push yourself to your limit, which in whatever case that may be, I think too much the or social media is just saying, like, it's fit, it's healthy. I think you should be pushing. It's just a competitive spirit to me. That's how I see it. But I just want to leave that, you know. But I'm just an intense guy anyways.
I think I want to let women specifically know that, you know, it's okay to lift weights. And you're not going to get big and bulky, because I think that's a huge, like, barrier that people have as to why they don't. And that it's so simple. As long as you're eating right and you're exercising and you're staying consistent, you'll see progress. And I don't think enough people say that. They make it way more complicated than it actually is.
And then this show, the tagline is the show where women of color, in this case Christian as well, talk about their work and their souls. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, talking about sort of yourself in a deeper context helps humanize all of us.
Yes.
And so there's a question for both of you, but one at a time. So, mm-hmm. Gabby,
yes.
What do you love about yourself?
I would say my mentality, to keep pushing and to not give up and to know that there's always going to be, like, the light at the end of the tunnel or the light of, like, at the end of anything, any situation that you face. And I think that my fitness journey really helped me kind of grasp that concept.
And for me, it's my persistency. Just keep going, whatever happens. Just be pushing.
Okay. Well, before we go, I just really want to thank Gabby and Christian for being here on the show, guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
To the listeners at home, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Love Women, the show where we interview passionate, accomplished women of color about their work and their souls. The next 2 weeks are spring break, so tune in again on April 12th when I interview the woman who runs Vegatinos, a vegan food business that combines her Hispanic culture with her passion to live a cruelty-free lifestyle. Until next time, I am Monica Vigil, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com.